Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm so excited because today we're going to work on some long A vowel sounds. Yes! But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, and that means if I ask you to please put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's okay because you can always finish coloring at the end or writing something at the end. All right, let's begin. Write your name at the top of your paper and then remember to write neatly so we can read your name. When you're finished, you can put your pencil down. You won't need it for a little while. We're going to do some coloring first. So, at the top of your page, there's a picture, and I am going to be saying and sounding out some of those pictures for you that have the long A sound. And here's what you need to know. The long A sound makes this sound. Ready? A. Oh, that's it. That's it. Long A says A. That's it. So let's practice this. Look at the picture at the top and look for this, and I am going to sound it out for you and you look for it. Ready? G. A. T. G. A. T. Gate. Do you see it? Yes, I do too. Okay, the gate. Let's color the gate brown. Find some kind of a brown crayon. And while we're coloring, let's talk about the word gate. I said it has the long A sound. I said long A says A. So let's see when I sound it out if you can hear the sound A. Ready? G. A. T. I heard it. G. A. T. There it is. A. That's it. The A. Some people like to say this. The A says his name. Long vowels say their name. Well, the letter A, the name is A. So if it says his name, that's his sound, A. We're kind of used to the short A sound saying ah, ah, ah. But we're going to be working on the long A sound, A, A, A. So a fun way to do it is long A says what? And you say A. Long A says what? A. You got it. So gate has a long A sound. Now, even though when I sound out gate, I hear three sounds, g, a, t. I want you to know it has four letters. It has four letters. There is you could call it a silent letter or a super letter, dun, 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 dun. Or a bossy letter or magical letter, whatever you want to call it. Do you know what it is? It's the letter E, and it doesn't make a sound. So it's g, a, t, and then there's a silent E. I know, it's weird. I get it, but we'll talk more about it. Okay, I'm finished coloring my g, a, t. When you're finished, go ahead and put down your crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, finished or not? 1. All right, let's look for another object with the long A sound. Ready? Ready? O, A, T. O, A, T. Late. Look at the kids in this picture. They are late. They are super late. Let's look at the girl. Let's color the girl's backpack, even though she's so, so late. Let's color her backpack purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon, any kind of purple you decide, and let's color her backpack purple. Late also has the long A sound because long A says what? A. So let's sound it out and hear that A. Late. There it is. Late. Late and gate belong in the same word family, so they rhyme. Late. G. eight. And late, even though you only hear those three sounds, late, it has a silent E when you write it. It really does. It does. Okay. She is late. And by the way, let's put down our purple crayons in 3, 2, 1. By the way, the girl who is late, her name is Kate. Yes, her name is Kate. Let's color Kate's hair black. Find some kind of a black crayon. And let's color Kate's hair black. Remember, long A says what? A. So, you should be able to hear that when I sound out Kate's name. Kate. There it is. Kate, gate, late, all what? Yes, they all rhyme. They all belong in the same word family. And bonus, they all have the same long vowel. Kate is late. She ran past the gate. She's so late. She better hurry up. Okay, I finished coloring Kate's black hair, so I want you to be finished soon. Take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, please put down your black crayon. Let's look for something else that has the long A sound. Ready? V-ace. Vase. Yes, there are 2 of them. I want you to color the one. See the vase on the wall? The one that's closest to the gate. Closest to the gate. I want you to color that vase orange. Some kind of orange. The vase that is closest to the gate. Color it orange. So vase. Vase. I hear the A. So it has a long A. Vase. And even though when I sound it out, vase, it only has 3 sounds, I know that there's a letter at the end that doesn't make a sound. What letter is it? Yep, it's an E, but it doesn't talk. It doesn't talk. Vase. Vase has a long A. Now, does vase rhyme with gate? No, they don't end the same way. Gate, late, Kate, all end with that. But vase ends with an S, so they don't rhyme. You gotta end the same way to rhyme. Okay, put down your orange crayon in 3, 2, 1. Now let's color the other vase, the one that's closest to the boy. Let's color that vase red. Find some kind of a red crayon and color that other vase red. Vase has a long A. A long A says what? A, you got it. Long A says A. That's it. That's all. All right, so I have an orange vase, and now I have a red vase, and I finished coloring both my vases. Now, I did not color my flowers because I did not tell you to, so hey, there you go. Let's put down our red crayon in 4, 3, 2, 1. See if you can find this. Case. Do you see a case, like a briefcase? Do you see the briefcase over by the gate? Yes. I think the boy forgot it because he was so late. Let's color that case. Let's color it like a light blue color, like a blue-greeny color. Go ahead and color the case like a blue-green. So case also has the long A sound. Ace. There it is, because long A says what? A. Now, Let's see. Do case and vase rhyme? Case and vase. Let's see if they end the same way. K-ace-v-ace. Yes, they both end the same way, so they do rhyme. Case, vase. They rhyme. I think the boy forgot his case. Yep. His blue-green case. That's kind of sad. Okay, boys and girls, take 5 more seconds for your blue-greeny case. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, put it down, your bluish-greenish crayon. And let's talk about one more object, the boy's name. Who forgot his case? His name is J-Ace. Jace. Yep, his name's Jace, and he forgot his case. Let's color Jace's hair yellow. Find some kind of a yellow crayon and color Jace's hair yellow. So Jace has a long A. J-Ace. Does it rhyme with case? Do they end the same way? J-Ace. K-Ace. Yes, they end the same way. So case, Jace, and vase all rhyme, and they all have the long A sound. Okay, Jace's hair is yellow. Alrighty, I'm finished coloring Jace's hair. I'll give you 4 more seconds, finished or not. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom. Start on number one. We are going to look for pictures that have the long A sound. If you hear the A sound, you're going to circle it. Ready? Number one is sad. The first picture is sad. No, do not circle that. Mm-mm. I can't hear. Long A says what? A. I don't hear it. Scooch in the next picture. It's a skate. Sk-ate. There it is. Circle it. I hear the long A. The next picture shows 2 boys that are the same. Same. Yes, circle it. They're the same. The next picture shows a pan. P-an. Nope. Leave it alone. The next picture shows tape. T-ape. Yes, I heard it. Circle it. And our last picture shows a hat. H-at. No, leave it alone. So you should have circled skate, the 2 boys that are the same, and the tape. All right, let's try number 2. Number 2 has a word. It has a silent E or a magic E or a soup, whatever you want to call it. And so it's silent and it makes the A say the long A sound. So let's sound this word out. D-ate. D-ate. Date. What is the date today? Will you trace the circle around the A? That's our long A. And then trace the circle around the E. That's a silent E. Date. What's the date? Scoot over. You should see a D and a blank and a T. What should we put inside that blank so this will say D-8? Yes, an A. Write an A. So now we have D, A, T. What do we need at the end? E. You got it. And scoot over. Let's write date one more time all together. D-A-T. And don't forget your E. So you should have written D-A-T-E. You got it. Number 3. Let's sound this word out. It's got that E at the end, so we know it's going to be a long A sound. Ready? B-A-S. B-A-S. Base. Did you get on base? Let's trace the circle around the A. There's our long A. And trace the circle around the E. It's silent. Scoot over. We have B, blank, S. What should we put in the middle so it will say B, A, S? Yes, write your A. And B, A, S, add an E. You got it. Scoot over. Let's write base. Ready? B, B. Ace. And our silent E. You should have written B. A. S. E. Okay, here we go. Number four has a picture. We're going to write the word. Ready? It's a rake. Let's write the word. R. A. You can hear it. Long A. R. A. K. It's a K. 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 So I have R. A. K. What do I need? I need my E. Rake. R. A. K. E. And the last one, number five. They're playing a game. Let's write game. G, 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 A. There's our long A. It's so easy, you just hear it. G, A, M. So right now I have G, A, M. G, A, M. What do I need to add? My E. Game. Long A says, what? Hey, boys and girls, we did it. You rock. I rule. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.